It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him.
Indeed, it's a huge gift that we've been given this morning that we get to see the 31st day in the month of August 2024. How exciting, how beautiful it is to see another new day and a beautiful Saturday, but most importantly, the last day in the month of August 2024. We're approaching the end of the year, and so far God has been good to me. Has God been good to you? I wanted to take a second of your time to begin to appreciate Him for His goodness, for this beautiful gift He has given us today. Let's appreciate the One to whom all glory, honor, and adoration belongs to. Let's begin to thank Him. So if you're with your dancing shoes, if you're with your tambourine, your flute, your drums, I want you to sound it. Let Him know how grateful you are this morning. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for the end of this month. Thank you for the last 8 months that you have kept us, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. We cannot thank you enough. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get together, learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our little community, our devotion family, where we get to know the mind of God concerning every situation of our life. So if you are heavy, if you are heartbroken, if you are depressed, if you're sad, and if you are heavy laden, this is just the place to be, because God has a word to tell you this morning. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to grab your notepads, your Bibles, and your notepads. Let's jot something down. Let's hear what God has to tell us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I would like to welcome you to the 31st day in the month of August 2024. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, to be the greatest, serve. To be the greatest, serve. Our hymn today is hymn 16 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 16, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year, because we will be finishing the Bible this year. Our Bible in 1 year. We'll be looking at the book of Ezekiel chapter 25 to 27. Ezekiel chapter 25 to 27. Our memory verse today will be taken from Mark chapter 10 verse 43. Mark chapter 10 verse 43, which says, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. But so shall it be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Then our Bible reading for today is Matthew chapter 20 from verse 20 to 28. Matthew chapter 20 from verse 20 to 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's son came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am able to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whosoever desires to become great among you, let him be servant. And whosoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, in God's kingdom, to become the greatest among any set of people, you must be the lowest of all of them. This does not sound logical to the natural man, but that is how God made it. The higher you want to go, the lower you must first go. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 to 28 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." The above scripture tells us that God does not choose people that believe themselves to be the greatest to lead. He chooses those that are humble enough to serve others. I studied Jesus' ascension into heaven and realized that God raised him 7 steps higher after he had gone 7 steps lower in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. Though his disciples called him master, he was humble enough to wash their dirty feet. Can you wash the feet of those you are leading? When there is plenty of work to be done, can you take the lowest of all the work? There are people who somehow get to the top without serving, but before long, they will lose their position if they refuse to serve. Some years ago, we held a camp meeting at a secondary school when the students were on holiday. We arrived at the school and I went to check the toilets. They were all an eyesore, as there were feces everywhere. I told my team how terrible the toilets were and that we had to wash them in preparation for those that would be attending the camp meeting. I intentionally chose the dirtiest of all the toilets and washed it. When the rest of the team saw me washing the toilets, they were moved to wash the other toilets. When we were building the first auditorium at Redemption Camp, some church members would come to the building site when they had closed from their offices to help out with the construction work, as we did not have enough money to pay laborers. Every single evening, I worked with them, carrying cement and doing every other thing that needed to be done, even though I was the general overseer. This is how I have remained at the top, by serving. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, do something today in service of your colleagues and or subordinates. As in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 27 to 28. As this Open Heaven blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody, please share. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. You can copy the link or you can click on share. You can also download on your mobile phones to always listen, even without internet connections. Another easy way to have this on your device is by downloading the mobile app. How can you do that? You can visit Play Store or iOS, Apple Store. You can download it on your mobile devices and you can listen to the Open Heaven 7 a.m. every single morning on our radio station. This, as well as other amazing shows throughout the day, it promises to be an exciting moment throughout the day. There are lots of shows for you to enjoy from. Then you should not turn off that dial because we have an exciting announcement. We have a very, very important announcement for you after the show. Please stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
And who showed the moon?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.